There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. This is the Business Breakfast.
Live from the Etisalat and DubaiEye SME Seminar at the Etisalat Hub at the One JLT. Kickstart your business at the Etisalat Hello Business Hub.
DubaiEye 103.8.
Richard Dean's taken to the stage this morning down in JLT, the Etisalat Hello Business Hub. They have kicked off this morning with 40 Business Breakfast listeners and a panel of experts looking at what to do when you start a business and also importantly, what not to do. Richard and one of his guests spoke to us a little bit earlier, giving us a sneak peek of the kind of stuff that they're covering right now on stage.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, here with one of our speakers this morning, who is Fahim Al-Kassemi, who's a partner at AQMP, Corporate Governance Consultancy here in Dubai, and a founder and investor in a number of businesses across the UAE. Fahim, great to have you with us. Thanks very much indeed.
Good morning, Richard. Thanks for having me on.
So you've been invested in a wide range of businesses right at the early stages, from Surf House, which is a restaurant, through to AQMP, which is a corporate governance consultancy. What's the common thread between all these diverse businesses? You've now recently invested in Seafood Soup, which is a fish distribution business. So there's a real broad range there. But what's the common thread?
I think in light of the discussion today here at the Etisalat Hello Business Hub, it's important to talk about the practicalities. The practicalities that exist no matter what business you start are common. Number one, you need to work out how much money you're going to need to start, whether that's your trade license, where your offices are going to be, the amount of staff that you will need to launch, how are you going to get internet and Wi-Fi, with Etisalat in the building that you're in. Are you going to fit out the office or are you going to rent something that's already fitted out? No matter what happens, there is a point or a period of time from when you start to when your first client pays you. And I think that is my message to all of the people that asked me the questions today, is that you need to make sure you have the funds available, the strategy in place to get through what is, in my opinion, the most difficult time of any startup or business, which is, great, we've launched, and then we're going to write our first invoice.
I've also read comments from you saying sometimes the best way to approach launching a business is not to launch a business. And again, I'm paraphrasing here, but you've talked about the glamorization of the role of the entrepreneur in the wake of people like Steve Jobs is perhaps dangerous in some respects. Give us your take on that.
Most importantly, Richard, I think we are in a period in time in which the valuations of companies are driven a lot by intangible returns, whether that be I have a lot of data or I have a large social media following, I have access to information, and putting value on those intangibles can sometimes spur a group of entrepreneurs to raise funding in perpetuity. We're going to just raise another round to keep going. We're losing money for now, but in the long term, we will make money. And I won't mention, the few companies that I've spoken about before that I think are, valued in the billions, but really haven't started making money.
These are the kind of Silicon Valley unicorns or decacorns, as the $10 billion companies are called.
If you read on WeWork for the last 6 weeks, I think you'll understand exactly the points that I'm trying to get to. My message to entrepreneurs here is that, one, to survive, and two, to create value, the most important thing you need to do is make money. Where we have cautioned companies that we've either invested in or advised as AQ&P is to imagine that you will not raise the next round of funding. And that's when it's a do-or-die situation, a fight-or-flight situation for the entrepreneur. How will you survive? Our recommendations are to most entrepreneurs is that if you being an entrepreneur does not mean that you need to go and create the next digitally enabled platform that's going to take the world by storm. But the Surf House, for example, is a surf school, a retail shop, and a restaurant that we started with very little money. That now employs 20, 30 people, is visited by millions of people a year in Jumeirah, and is a business that has survived for now 14 years.
Finally, when you're looking at something like a restaurant like Surf House, there are, 12,000 restaurants in Dubai. When you're looking to something like Parkour DXB, which you were one of the founding investors in, again, there's lots of entertainment and sports facilities in a place like Dubai or across the UAE. How do you find a point of difference there?
Our focus on all of the projects that I've invested in, and this is maybe a personal ethos of myself and the firm AQ&P, when we invest in something, we look at the community that we create around it. There is a lot of choice in this market, in Dubai being this global business hub. You have options in every industry sector. The most important thing is to offer something of value and to build a community around that. We have the same faces that come in, day out at Surf House, learning how to surf, feeling part of the surf community. At Parkour DXB, the schools and the parents that come and bring their children to learn how to move better and feel better. Happy is another example, a restaurant that I co-founded with one of my best friends. And there we see this community of people that understand the values in which we formed an F&B concept that puts quality ingredients before anything else. As long as you focus on really what the core value is rather than going out there and just trying to sell to stay afloat, I think you'll see a lot more sustainability in the entrepreneurial space.
30 seconds on corporate governance. Isn't corporate governance just for big companies, the Etisalats of this world? What's it got to do with SMEs and startups?
You know how to make me happy first thing in the morning by asking me about corporate governance. Richard, it's something that I advocate for across the region. I've worked with large multinationals on it, and I firmly believe that there's an opportunity for SMEs to start looking at ways in which to protect their business, to be transparent to their shareholders, to their clients, to their customers, and watch this space for some interesting announcements soon.
Fahim Alkasemi, great talking to you. Appreciate you being here today.
Thank you so much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.